Good evening, friends and fuckers. It's time for more Dear Two Letters and Disease. Dear Two, I'm not a fur, but I'm persecuted for a way of thinking that I have chosen. I'm a member of this group of people of whom I should tell you, but won't, because I'm sure you'll make fun of me for it, just like everyone else. Well, I don't know, I might. I would not normally write this to someone I didn't know at all, such as yourself, but I'm teetering on the edge of my sanity. I'm persecuted, as I said, by everyone who knows that I believe what I believe. My best friends and my closest family think I'm insane. I once considered suicide, but I will never think of that again. I write to you out of desperation. My mind is being ravaged by my own thoughts, and no psychologist has been able to help me yet. What should I do? This is from an anonymous Planet Psychosis. Well, you're being a little bit vague there, so I'm not sure. I'd like to be able to say, hey, it doesn't matter what your beliefs are, you're okay. But, you know, Hitler had beliefs. There are a lot of things out there to believe in. You know, everything from worshipping invisible people to raping farm animals under the influence of an alien intelligent. And can we all just frolic all over the land, planet, hand in hand, no matter what our beliefs may be? Fuck no, because it's hard for some people to respect other people's beliefs. There is a line that has to be drawn, you know, as ugly as it is. Should we respect a person's belief in the great glowing goddess of vodka enemas? No, because it's fucking retarded. Sorry, thank you for playing. I will say this, though. If you're not hurting other people with your belief, then you're okay. It doesn't matter what holier-than-thou, child-raping, idiotic preacher president tells you what you believe is wrong. If you're not hurting anyone, then you are okay. However, just because your belief is okay doesn't mean people are going to want to hear about it or respect you for it. If you have a weird belief and it bothers you to be persecuted for it, then don't tell people about it. Some people believe the warm, squishy feeling they get when they take a dump in their adult diapers is just delightful. Is this inherently wrong? Well, not really, but it's not something you want to organize a fucking pride march for. Just keep it to yourself from now on. And in spite of what you might hear from hippie protesters and women's rights advocates, you don't need other people to recognize and respect every little thing about you for you to be happy with yourself. It's like me, you know, I believe in steak, and no amount of vegan protesting is going to make it taste bad. I will still eat the hell out of steak. Dear Two, what do you think about spoilers? Not necessarily ones that have a warning beforehand, but those people who feel they need to shout out the ending for, say, a book for no reason at all. I can never seem to forget spoilers, so they bug the crap out of me. What do you think? Lynn from Mars. Death is too fucking nice for people who do that, okay? What do I think about people who get some kind of kick out of ruining a story for everyone else? I think they should be kicked in the nuts until they go into a coma, that's what. A boot in the testicles every half a second until they pass out and don't fucking wake up. A 10-year nut pain-induced coma. They should have hungry ants injected into their eye sockets to eat their brain from the inside out, but not until they die. Just until they're drooling and stupid and have to sleep in their own shit for the rest of their lives. If you like movies is a background noise to pull your dick to, then hey, that's fine with me. But there are people out there who have enough depth to enjoy a good story. Don't ruin it for them by blabbering the ending to people who haven't seen it, because then I will pay an unwashed rhinoceros to rape your face, and you won't like that. Well, most people wouldn't like that anyway. You may think you're such an interesting motherfucker that telling someone about a movie is just as good as watching it, but it isn't. So don't do that. It's rude and it makes people want to kill you. And God will hate you too. Dear Two, ugh. I swear, just that's how it starts out. Dear Two, ugh. I just need to send something to someone that I don't know and will never know me. My mom is so plain. I see other mothers and I envy them because they are closer to their children, when me and my mother aren't close and I can't talk to her. I've thought about smoking just to get close to her, but I don't know, and it probably does look and seem stupid, but I just have this paranoid thought that when I tell my mom that I'm bi and pref guys more, she is extremely homophobic and rather unnerving, so I thought if I started to smoke and one day I told her, we could still do something together. Love, a fan. Christ, man, if your mother smoked crack up her asshole, would you do it too? No, this is a bad idea. There are plenty of reasons to want to start smoking. You know, if you want everything in your house to turn yellow and stank like dead street bum, go for it. If you need drugs to keep from killing police officers, that's probably good. If you have a fetish for yakking up pieces of lung during a French kiss, sure. But to get closer to your mother, no, not a good idea. There are a lot of things you could do to have more in common with your mother. You could start bleeding out of your piss hole once a month, you know? You
could, that'd be something to talk about. But you shouldn't copy a bad habit just so you'll have something to share. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to get closer to your mom. There really isn't. But there has to be, you know, plenty of interest she has that you can share with her that won't shrivel your lungs into something that looks like the remains of a Great White concert and kill you. You know? Write down all the things you know your mother is interested in. Things she spends a lot of time on or talks about enjoying a lot. And then see if there's anything on that list you might be able to get into as well. And if you haven't done it already, try talking to her about this, for God's sake. There's no shame in just telling your mother that you really wish you two were closer. Dear Two, I have recently been noticing men a lot more. They are very noticeable, aren't they? I am openly bisexual to everyone except my family, who I feel awkward around for some reason, so this doesn't bother me too much. However, I'm finding myself sexually attracted to a friend of the family who's about 10 years older than me. He has the libido of a dead fish, and in the 8 years I've known him, I've never known for him to date anyone. However, I'm almost certain he's straight. I'm not sure what's worrying me more, the fact that this man is a good friend of my parents, or the idea that my parents may find out I'm bi. The fact that I'm losing interest in women very quickly, yet still want to raise a family, or combination of all three. Maybe I need help facing up to my sexuality. I'm really not sure. Just please give me your opinion on the situation and what you would do. From Anonymous. Okay, let's take this in steps. Number one, forget about this guy. Number two, do not say, "Hey, look, it's Elvis," and then rape him with your penis when he's looking the other way. Number three, do not send him pictures of yourself in a bra and panties with a note that says, "Pwn my milk dud, you sexy pony." Number four, simply do not try to date this guy in any way. There's about 82 flights of explosive suck to fall down if you try to pursue this guy, and I'll tell you why. First of all, he's 10 years older. That's a pretty huge age gap, and it might be difficult even if you two could get together. Second, if you date him and he's a friend of the family for 8 years, they will find out about it. And when they do, I'll bet you money they're going to accuse him of brainwashing and molesting you since he's so much older. And third, it breaks the first rule of gaydom, which is, if you think he's straight, then he probably is. Don't mess with him. What you're going through is not unusual. Most gay people started out bisexual, but then slowly lost interest in the female side. I even did that myself, so, you know, you know if I did it, then it has to be, you know, completely normal, you know. I don't think you should try to suppress what's happening to you. If you're liking guys more lately, then start looking into dating guys more, you know. But do yourself a favor and mark a big red X over the guy you mentioned in your letter and just put him out of your mind if you don't want a 50 kiloton drama fuck detonation going off in your house. It's not a good thing to have a ringside seat for, in my opinion. Dear Two, my boyfriend and I were considering in a few months moving in together. Now, that seems all fine and dandy, right? We get along, we're both fairly hardworking people, we don't have sex with other people on the side, and we don't beat each other. It's always a good thing, eh? My problem is this. His father is a pedophile. He was charged with having 2 counts of child porn on his computer. He, however, wishes to live with his father when his father gets out of prison. Other than the child porn thing, his father seems to be a fairly decent man. I was sexually molested by my uncle when I was a girl, and I don't know how I could handle living with this person. How would I explain to my boyfriend that his father's a nice guy who has made some big mistakes, but I can't live with him? I don't want this to ruin the relationship I have with my boyfriend, but it really is a difficult thing to push onto someone when you're asking them to share part of or all of their life with you. I hope you can answer back soon. Thanks a bunch. From Miss Mouse. Yeah, this is like, you know, a real question. Why are you asking me? It's almost like you think I'm have a brain in my head or something. This is a tough one. You're absolutely justified, I think, in being worried about this. First of all, I don't think your concerns are weird, because they're not. This may sound a little strange at first, but using the best logic I can scrape out of my little brain, I think you should give your boyfriend's father a chance. There is no way in hell I'm saying to be forgiving to child molestation, but think about this for just a minute. Prison is some crazy, torturous shit to go through, right? People can come out changed for the better. There's a chance this guy hated prison so much he'll never even look at another kid again. And if that's the case, then you should judge him for who he is and not who he used to be. That's the first possibility. The second possibility is that he's not changed at all. And if he hasn't, then his ass is going straight back to jail. And on a second offense for child porn, they'll keep him in there until he's older than fucking Art Carney. Either way, you're going to be living with a guy who's either changed or is going back to jail. And I think those are good enough chances to be with the one you love. Of course, if you could just never be near this guy no matter what, then the only thing you can do is be honest with your boyfriend and tell him exactly how you're feeling about it. Be direct about it, but gentle, and I'll cross my fingers for you. Last letter, this time, dear to, first I'd like to congratulate you. Your work keeps getting better and better. It's wonderful to practically convulse with laughter at your clever and well-thought-out humor. Well, thank you. That's as flattering as a good suit on a guy who... And it makes him look sexier. Second, I'm looking for some advice. I'm 20, and I've been depressed since I was 8. Damn. I converted to conservative Christianity some months before I started to show signs of depression. Considering that and other things, I can't help but think that certain Christian teachings, perhaps misconstrued, contributed to it. Teachings like being completely, absolutely selfless, and that many things are a sin. I rejected Christianity 2 years ago, and I'm agnostic now. But those teachings are still so ingrained that I can't get pleasure from almost anything I do for myself. I think that it's because I feel it's selfish or sinful, even though I intellectually don't agree. Do you have any suggestions about how I can ease my situation sans suicide? And this is from Coon from Dallas, Texas. Well, let me tell you. You have come to the right place, my friend. Having gone from a preacher to the sinful maggot you see in front of you today, I know quite a bit about how to give up that godly mindfuck known as religion. First of all, it's not unusual for believers in the Christian God to be depressed a lot. They convince themselves they're happy on the outside, but on the inside, they're constantly afraid. They're afraid their God isn't there at all, afraid they'll wind up in hell. I mean, shit, how can you truly be happy when you're convinced you'll burn in fire for all eternity at the fickle whim of some all-powerful, tantrum-throwing, attention-demanding child? You know, you take a dump that's the wrong shade of brown, and next thing you know, you got Satan's pitchfork up your ass. Yeah, that's pretty fucking depressing. Your problem is you haven't said goodbye to God properly. It's hard to just give up a thing like religion and never look back, and I know it's gonna sound crazy, but try it, and I guarantee it's just what you need. You have to pray. You have to say goodbye to God one last time. Tell God that being with the people who supposedly follow him are depressing the living fuck out of you, and you don't believe that he'd want you to be depressed. Tell him that you're gonna do what you believe is the right thing to do. Hey, God gave you a brain, right? And you're using it, right? Pray to him one last time and tell him that you're leaving this crazy thing called religion because it's really fucking with your chi, and you have to go the way you believe is the right way. And the most important part, ask him to forgive you if you're making the wrong decision. If you're doing what you believe is the right thing, then any loving, forgiving God would understand. And even if he doesn't, I'm already planning to start, you know, online registration for HellCon soon, and you wouldn't want to miss that, right? So that's all for this week. If you have any Dear 2 letters to send to me, send them to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. I'll see you again soon. And remember, if you could go back and change things, how do you know you already didn't?